So that was really amazingly beautiful. I've been trying to figure out what's going on. I did have to reboot the computer. It's just been silly. I don't know what happened with the mouse, but now I've got myself back into the login program, which is exactly what I need, but I don't know. So again, this fabulous concert at Symphony Hall, and to remember the Holocaust, the Terezin Music Foundation, inspiring new voices and honoring the legacy. My guest, Mark Ludwig, is the executive director, and he was with me on the phone. It'll be celebrated virtuoso artists, world premieres, history and message of tolerance, combined at Terezin Music Foundation, silver anniversary gala at Boston Symphony Hall. It's coming Monday, October 31st at 6 p.m. And it will feature Garrick Olson performing the North American premiere of the acclaimed TMF commissioned by Slovak composer Lubica Sekovska, plus works by Chopin. Also Thomas Martin and the Hawthorne String Quartet performing Andre Previn's clarinet quintet. That is a TMF commission, marking the international release of Previn Plays Previn CD, and members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra performing Terezin cabaret song by Karel Svenk, and members of the Boston Community Gospel Choir, led by Brother Dennis Slaughter, perform the world premiere of a TMF Liber Art commissioned by Stephen Feigenbaum, a setting of TMF commissioned poems by former U.S. Poet Laureate Rita Dove and Israeli Druze poet Salman Malasha. And also Sue and Bernie Pucker of Boston Pucker Gallery are receiving the Terezin Legacy Award. It's going to be quite an evening. I think it's going to be one of these special things. So I wanted to play a piece of this other CD, but they're very, very long pieces. Let me see. There's one by Hans Kraska. Now, I met his, I believe it was his sister. So this is string quartet. It was 1921 it was composed. And if I can see which, it's actually a long piece, but we'll play part of it. So to just make sure I have the right, okay, so that's this one. And okay, so here we go. You're listening to the Voicemobile here at WMFO Medford, and I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Reminder that we are in our annual donation drive time, and you can go to WMFO.org donation. And so we would welcome your contributions to keep this kind of programming and other things that are on WMFO on the air. If you want to support the Voicemobile, which I hope you do, please mention that. I think there's a place when you donate to say what show or shows you're going to support, and we thank you very much. So Very haunting music. Okay, so that was Victor Oman with the Hawthorne String Quartet. Again, this is music from Terezin. We're going to go to some other music now. Let's see, we want to be over here. Yes.
Lishana ba bi Yerushalayim, Lishana ba bi Yerushalayim, Lishana ba bi Yerushalayim, Lishana ba bi Yerushalayim Abnuya. Thank you.
tonight, that was Daniel Gill, who actually just performed with a band, a completely different style of music, electric, over at a club in Somerville, but I wasn't able to attend. It was 11:30 at night, and I had to be at work early the next morning. So he did send me something about his... Let me see if I can pull it up. Sent me an email about... Oh, of course, now I've got to log in again. Everything is so annoying. Because I lost everything before when I had to reboot the computer. But, all right. Maybe I can get this to come up. The name of his group is Riobag. It's something... I'm not sure how to pronounce it. R-I-I-B-A-G. Let's see if I can find it. Well, it was there. I don't see it now. Oh, and here's something I need to let you know about. An event happening. This is at the Chevalier Theater in Medford. There's an event coming up, and it's featuring a fantastic performer, Leon Etienne, America's Rock Illusionist. And if you go to his website, leonandrami.com, they are really quite spectacular. They do all kinds of shows all over the world, actually. Magic Rocks. winner of all kinds of awards, of Magician of the Year and Wizard and so forth. So they are going to be performing. And let's see if we have the date. I think, where's the date? And we have some tickets to give away too. And that's his website, but I don't see the information on the show. Let me see if I can find it. Maybe there's a link here to his shows. Corporate and private events, halftime shows, performing arts center, and theaters. Maybe there. Universities and colleges. Oh, this is really going to take a long time to find. These are testimonials, not actually events. Halftime shows. No, this is not what we want. Oh, dear. Well... unfortunately had to cancel the show. Oh, okay. All right, well, not happening. So that's not happening, but there was a different show. Let's see. This is crazy. Trying to find my way through, emails. Well, I guess that show is not happening. I did see one about a different show, but now I can't find it. Oh, nope, that's not it. Well, let's see. Nope. With some local folks, I think. Folk music, but I don't see it. Well, I apologize for that. So we're going to go to some information about the holiday from this wonderful book, Seeds and Sparks, by Rabbi Avraham Aryeh Trugman. And he is great. He has wonderful things to say about... Let's see if we can find... Here we go, Aryeh Trugman. So... we can just change this to Sukkot. That'll be good. Okay, Seeds and Sparks. We're good. Okay, so this is a book called Seeds and Sparks, Inspiration and Self-Expression Through the Cycles of Jewish Life. And here we go. On eagle's wings and clouds of glory, the Shekhinah, God's divine presence, comes to hover over her nest. The incense which fills the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur has now settled into a place. time has all but stopped in this new dimension we call Sukkot, a world each family creates for itself, an expression, a mere glimpse of the world to come. Between the branches and the leaves, the stars draw upward the soul. This is really quite poetic. The moon, full and radiant, reminds us of a time to come. The moon has been really spectacular. Each night we open our doors and collective memories to invite the holy guests, the seven shepherds of old, kings and priests, teachers and patriarchs. Our ancestors return to sit with us in the shadow of faith. The ingathering from the fields, the fruits and the grains, the past and the future bridge the joy of the moment, a joy beyond words. All the prayers that ascended with the sound of the shofar return to us in the four species which we now hold firmly in hand. The lulav, a palm, a sword, light, beacon, and staff. The righteous shall blossom like a date palm, straight and true. The hadas, myrtle, so green and shining, God's reflection in my eyes, symmetry connected by pure grace. The arava, willow, roots reaching into the depths of the earth, living waters waiting to be revealed. The etrog, citron, sweet smell of perfection, a window into the heart. Then we put them all together in a unity of purpose, the world in our hands, the four letters of God's name by which we are called, shaking, turning, embracing, and pleading. The four species create around us a protective shield of faith. If only I could pray like this all the day, that God should send down his blessings like rain, and all Israel could dwell together in an all-encompassing sukkah of peace, in a world that has learned to live together as one. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Well, there's another little piece here, Shaking Lulav and the Unified Field Theory. So what it is we take these four species and bind them together, and we shake them in the six cardinal directions, north, south, east, west, up and down, so that we're saying, actually, we're making blessings in all the areas that God should bless us. During the holiday of Sukkot, we shake four species as prescribed in the Torah and explained by the sages, one palm, two willows, three myrtle, and one citron. There are untold meanings from the simple to the mystical regarding the types of species, their number, various correspondences to other sets of four in Jewish tradition, how we hold them, to which directions we shake them, and more. The underlying theme of shaking the four species is that by bringing them together, we create unity. A beautiful correspondence to this idea of creating unity through the four species, and by extension, the underlying concept of Sukkot itself, is found in the quest for the unified field theory in modern science. Albert Einstein revealed that the four basic forces in the physical universe, electromagnetism, gravity, the strong nuclear force, and the weak nuclear force, are all unified in essence. He spent the rest of his life trying to establish the proper formula that would, where are we here? I lost my place. That would reflect this truth. Though he did not succeed, all science since then accepts that there is such a unity in the universe, and it has been the ongoing quest of science to find the equation that would explain and ultimately harness this unity. Of course, Judaism has long posited the unified field theory through its belief in one God, reflected in the cardinal statement of Torah belief, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." This declaration implies much more than just our belief in one God. It extends to the belief that all that God has created is also, in essence, one and unified in its oneness. Not only is there a sense of creating unity when bringing the four species together, as taught in numerous commentaries, but each individual species has its own sense of unity as well, so does Hashem Livrei, the branches of the palm, which eventually open in a manner reminiscent of a fan, are all bound together at an earlier phase, and it is in this stage that they are taken for Sukkot. Willows grow very crowded together by places of water, and in fact form a bush effect, rather than appearing as individual trees. For the myrtle to be kosher for shaking, the length of the branch must have a series of three leaves all emanating from the same node. These three species all share an internal sense of unity in the aspect of space. The citron, on the other hand, exhibits a sense of unity in the aspect of time. The citron is different than most fruit trees in that it does not give fruit yearly, but its fruit is on the tree for a number of years at a time until it ripens. In this way, it unifies a number of yearly cycles. Along with revealing the essential unity of the four forces in the universe, Albert Einstein also established that along with the three spatial dimensions of space, time also can be understood to be a dimension, and that in fact, time and space create an inseparable unity. By taking the four species on Sukkot, we are in a very tangible way reflecting this unity of time and space. This sense of unity pervades all of the holiday due to the fact that we create a space called the Sukkah, in which we then spend a week's time by shaking the four species outward to the six directions of space and then bringing them back to our hearts. We unify and sanctify space within time. Sukkot is the culminating stage in the process of introspection and return to God, beginning during the month of Elul and intensifying through the days of Av. Rosh Hashanah, the 10 days of repentance, and Yom Kippur. Through shaking the four species on Sukkot, we attempt to bring together all the lofty prayers and goals of the high holidays and actualize them in reality, as represented by shaking outward to the six directions. In this way, we take the past, manifest in present time and space, in order to shape the future. He has such a beautiful way of putting things together. I just want to check and see if there's anything in the Tufts Daily. Sometimes they list the services. I'm sure that they had them last week for the holiday, the beginning of the holiday, but let's see. No, I don't see anything so far. Let's see. Nope. Let's see, sophomore study abroad program. Well, that's something. You can study abroad. When is this program? Okay, so October 19th, 6 o'clock tonight, Dowling Hall in Millmore Room. You can learn more about their upcoming pizza parties. So that's tonight, sophomore study with Tufts programs abroad in 2017 and 18. And applications are due February 1st. You can go to Tufts. You go go.tufts.edu/study abroad. That's the website. So that's happening this evening. And let's see. No, I don't see anything about their schedule, but the Tufts Hillel for certain has some events going on, some services. Maybe they listed it all in last week's when I was not around to announce things. So I did mention the Boston Jewish Film Festival, and let's see what we have here. There is at a gallery in Pearl Street in Cambridge. This is Gallery 263. It's 263 Pearl Street in Cambridge. Self-Reflections, Pesia Altman and Gilead Tadmore, a curatorial proposal series exhibition. And the artist's talk is Thursday, October 27th at 7 p.m. Reception Saturday, October 8th at 7 to 9 p.m. And then on view October 6th through November 5th. So that looks like it should be quite interesting. Okay, so let's get back into some music. We've got something from AKA Pella, Acapella. Let's see if it will like this one. Takes a while for these things to load. They're a little bit slow. Okay, let's do this one.
Magdula, Oyoy, Beha Gibura, Beha Tiferas, Beha Nitzach, Beha Hai, Licha, Licha, Hashem, Magdula, Oyoy, Beha Gibura, Beha Tiferas, Beha Nitzach, Beha Hai, Licha, Licha, Hashem, Magdula, Oyoy, Beha Gibura, Beha Tiferas, Beha Nitzach, Beha Hai, Licha, Licha, Hashem, Magdula, Oyoy, Beha Gibura, Beha Tiferas, Beha Nitzach, Beha Hai.
Hashem, אל תעצור אותי עכשיו מצאתי סדק יש בו אור אליו אני רוצה ללכת דרכו רוצה לחזור בוא נבנה כאן בית בוא ניתן לילדים לצחוק לפעמים אני חוששת שוויתרת ושאתה מפליג עמוק
Okay, so I've actually located some of the announcements I wanted to share with you. Now, there's a show, a different show, at the Chevalier Theater, and, okay, so, let me go back now. I found it, and now I've lost it again. Okay, it's on October 12th. Nope. Where did it go? It must be. There it is. Okay. So this is a show featuring Jess Klein and Galen Leah. This is at the Chevalier Theater, October 22nd at 8 o'clock. on stage series hosting two national performers in one night. Don't miss them while they're in town. So Jess Klein possesses what Mojo Magazine calls one of those voices you want to crawl up close to the speakers to listen to. And Gay Lynn Leah is 2016 winner of NPR's Tiny Desk Concert Contest, chosen unanimously by the judges from over 6,100 entries. Wow, that's great. So this is a show at the Chevalier Theater in Medford, October 22nd, 8 o'clock. And you can get tickets. Let's see, what is the website for this? So ChevalierTheater.com, C-H-E-V-A-L-I-E-R, theater, all one word, Chevalier Theater. Okay, so that's all good. All right, and I'll let her know that we did this. And the other thing that I found that I want to see if I can find it again for you. Let's see. There was another show that was a benefit. Where did I just see this? Ugh, there must be a better way to do this. I don't know. Well, if I can't find it now, I will try to find it in a minute. Okay, so we're going to go, that last song that we listened to, this is an artist named Itai Unkri. And this is on a Putumayo Presents Israel CD. Let me read you a little bit about her. She's a popular singer of Tunisian heritage who burst onto the scene in 1990 with her debut album, See You in Your Eyes. The album sold enough copies to earn double platinum status in Israel, bringing subtle influences of Middle Eastern melodies into her folk pop songs. She has recently explored more spiritual themes in her lyrics. She's performed and recorded with other well-known Israeli singers, including David Dor and Mati Kaspi. She also acts in films, including appearances in 1988's Steal the Sky, the 1987 film Deadline, alongside Christopher Walken, and a number of Israeli productions. Okay, so it does have more information, but I think we'll just leave it at that. And I also wanted to share with you another little snippet about the Simchas Torah festivities, which is the last day of the holiday. And now, this is again from Seeds and Sparks by Avraham Aryeh Trugman. And now there is nothing left to do but dance. Dance for the forgiveness of Rosh Hashanah. If there is still any doubt, dance for the atonement of Yom Kippur, till it permeates every fiber of being. Dance to recreate God's protective sukkah hovering just above us. See the letters dance on Torah scrolls of flickering flame, black fire on white fire, in titillating circles of rhyme, returning upward to their source so far above. Sing with creation born anew as the scroll reaches its end, is embedded in its beginning once again. All the gates of heaven are open, especially the gate of joy, pure joy of being, pure hearts longing to be one with the one, the only one. Stay one more day, he whispers. I can't bear to see you go. Jerusalem of the mind winds its way home as rain clouds of blessing begin to form in the northern sky. Now there is nothing left to do but dance. How fabulous. All right, let's see. We'll get some. Da 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 da
kat Yerushalayim. The whole world, the whole world, the kat Yerushalayim. The yetayo
You don't need any words.
Good Shabbos.
you're the best. I wish you're the best. And I wish all of Israel the best. Shalom on Israel. Shalom lechol am Yisrael. Shalom lechol am Yisrael. Shalom. Shalom.
Shlomo Carlbach.
Cena, 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 pabro turena, chayalim, babushava. Anna, 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 tincharena, beben hagin ishtava. Cena, cena, pabro turena, chayalim, babushava. Anna, 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 tincharena, beben hagin ishtava. Cena, cena.
Tena, 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 tena,
tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena, tena,
okay, that was Chris saying he's stuck in traffic, so we'll just keep going. We still have some time anyhow. All right, so that was Cantors, the Faith in Song. Ben Zion Miller, Alberto Mizrachi, and Vitaly Herstik. Fantastic. So we're going to go to something from Daniel Zamir, who's this brilliant saxophone player that my friend Avi Noam has tuned me on to. And... okay, let's do this one. My soul is thirsty for you. Yes. let's do that one.
Alecha nafshi kama alecha besari be'eretz tzia
Yeah.